Hello, boys and girls. Mr. Wordsworth, coming to you once again from somewhere in the heart of beautiful Hafalax, Super Nova Scotia. I was going to talk this evening about comedy. I don't know anything about comedy. because someone that I talked to on Twitter, named Tip Your Hat, he and I had been chatting a little bit earlier today, and the topic of some things that influenced me had come up. And I'd written about this before on Tumblr, but I was sitting here and I started talking into the mic like I'm doing, and my mind started to say, talk about why you call ladies, hi, nice lady. I actually don't know why I do that. I don't even know how it began. I think it was Steffi Malverns in England, who is a very dear friend of mine on Twitter. I don't know if she'd be my friend in real life. Come to think of it, I don't know if any of you would be my friend in real life. Anyway, she and I have an obsession for, as the British call them, crisps, or as we call them over here, chips. And I think it was because of her her bio. She says something about being a nice person, and so I started just saying, hi, nice lady, to her. And eventually started saying that to a lot of different ladies on Twitter. As you know, I tend to call ladies ladies because I just think it's polite. I have no idea why I do these things. I don't know. Lady is such a lovely little word. It has that lilt, the L, in terms of how it starts. So it just sounds sweeter than woman. Also, woman has man in it, so, you know, it's just... I think lady is a much nicer word. There's a certain air of class and quality to it, so that's why I use lady. And, of course, I call m'lady, m'lady. And that comes from just English studies that I did when I was in university many, many moons ago when things were written on parchment paper. So everyone else gets to be lady, and m'lady gets to be m'lady. And certain guys can be lady too, if they want to be. I have a high, nice lady list. I haven't kept up with my lists. I really should, because there's a lot more ladies that I talk to on Twitter. It's weird, because I tend to, I think, talk more often with ladies on Twitter than with guys. I'm not sure why that is, because I'm actually, and this may surprise you, but I really am a painfully shy person. I don't ever tell anyone that they're my friend until I actually know they're my friend, and I don't ever express an interest in anyone romantically until I know that they're interested in me. And that doesn't mean that I become interested in somebody because they're interested in me. I just kind of carry a torch for them until I know that they also carry a torch for me. Yeah, I'm such an awful person. But I had a really, really awful childhood, not in my family, but in school, where I was very unpopular, really, really unpopular, not good at sports, not good at anything, and kind of ostracized a lot. And so it takes a lot of effort for me to actually say to someone that they're my friend. I really can't do that unless they say it first, because as far as I'm concerned, it's me being presumptuous. I think it also has something to do with the fact that I'm Canadian. I have no idea. Yeah, so this has been yet another rambling discourse. I really ought to sit down and write a script for these things. And then, of course, I laugh all through them. I have no idea why. That's the one thing about me, is at least I amuse me. If no one else, I amuse me. So, there you go. So, sorry, Tip Your Hat. This just went right off the rails. You're probably the only one listening by now. So, I will end this the way I always do. And I know I always shout out to America, but that's where I seem to have the most people that take an interest in me. I think it's just because I'm this odd Canadian, and they're trying to get a handle on who exactly we are before they kindly take us over. So, once again, I remain ever yours, loyally and faithfully, Mr. Wordsworth, saying goodnight to you from beautiful Hafalax, Super Nova Scotia. Stay safe, America, and good night.